to me. Oh, whoa!
Some 20 or so enlisted men and officers attended church service that morning. It had rained all night, and as the sun broke through the clouds, a dramatic Sunday morning calmness settled over the men of C Troop. They sat in the mud and tried to make themselves as comfortable as possible. Many spread their poncho liners on the ground. Some just sat in the mud, unmindful of the horrid conditions. They just wanted to find some peace, find some quiet, some respite from the war. Herman and I stood at a distance. I noticed Clementi and Jim Gaines sitting close to the makeshift altar. Jim had been in the bush for 9 months and 13 days, and we called him short, which meant he had less than 90 days left on his tour. He had been granted the semi-safe position of being the lieutenant's chief bodyguard. For as long as I knew him, Jim Gaines had always been the track commander on Lieutenant Cutter's vehicle. Lieutenant Cutter, 3rd platoon leader, was not considered by many to be a competent leader. He was lucky to have Jim around. I met Jim the first day that I arrived in the field. It surprised me to see him with Clementi. They discharged their duties with such opposite personalities. Where Clementi had such a loud and obnoxious demeanor, Jim had a peaceful air about him. He disliked Clementi for his cruelty. When we had been in Lai Ke, Jim went into the village and bought me a cheap Vietnamese guitar. Not much of a guitar, but his thoughtfulness touched me. I would carry that guitar with me all my days in the bush. "Jim, man, you didn't have to do that for me," I managed to stutter. "I've got my own selfish reasons for it, buddy. I've heard tell that you were a rock and roll star back in the world." He smiled. "I was in a band, signed with Mercury Records when I was drafted. As a matter of fact, the album was released on the day I was inducted." I said this without bitterness or self-pity. I had already learned Doc's lesson on predetermination. Jim held it up, and it was the sweetest thing I had ever seen. Painted green, yellow, with an attempt at a painting of a palm tree. And Jim placed it in my hand. "Play it," he said as he handed it to me. "Play me some Hank Williams or some Johnny Cash." Jim grew up in Farmington, New Mexico, and he turned out to be a genuinely kind man. We spent many nights in his track, me playing guitar and he singing country western songs. He never smoked dope. He had won the Silver Star and Purple Heart months before I came into the jungle. Soft-spoken and compassionate, Jim did his job quietly and competent, the kind of soldier that just did what was expected of him. Everyone loved Jim. Father Major John Crow of the Holy Church of the United States of America stood on a tree trunk in a clearing and spoke to us of God's will. "Men, God intends for us all to be good, effective Christian soldiers," he began. "Your family is proud of you, the nation is proud of you, and God is proud of you. The sacrifices that you are making, the inconveniences that you are tolerating, and the suffering that you endure go not unnoticed by Him. He is here with you all in your time of need." Oh, how we were blessed. God was truly on our side. Suddenly, a loud explosion ripped through the clearing, and I saw Jim blown forward onto the altar. "Incoming!" somebody yelled. "Son of a bitch!" Herman grabbed me and threw me to the ground. In the swift confusion and the ensuing turmoil, I saw Jim Gaines slumped over trying to grab Father Crow. Rockets, mortars, and RPGs opened a visible crack from our little perch of paradise. Herman grabbed me and threw me to the ground. In the swift confusion and ensuing turmoil, I saw Jim Gaines slumped over trying to grab Father Crow. Rockets, mortars, and RPGs opened a visible crack from our little perch of paradise. It showed the world of horror and terror that was waiting for us just on the other side. "Medic! Medic!" Clementi frantically tried to hold a bandage to Jim Gaines' stomach. There was screaming men and pandemonium all around us. Herman jumped to his feet. "Come on," he said. I jumped up, and we started running for our track. Clementi stayed busy with the wounded Gaines while Herman and I flew behind the two .60 caliber machine guns on old Charlie 3-4. We opened fire simultaneously. We were firing blind into the jungle thicket. I had yet to see an enemy soldier. It was pure chaos. Suddenly, I heard the whirl of the chopper blades as it readied its engines for takeoff. "Check it out!" Herman screamed over the noise. "Check it out!" Goddamn Father Crow started running for the chopper, his shiny new boots filling with the red dust of Vietnam, and his starched new camouflaged robes splattered with the blood of Jim Gaines. They whisked him away as if he were fucking Tricky Dick Nixon. Jim Gaines died 20 minutes later. Herman and I stopped firing and stared down at our fallen friend. Clemente looked up at us and yelled, "He's dead! Saddle up and start the engines!" I did. I was shaking uncontrollably in the driver's hatch. Streams of tears ran down Herman's face. I could barely see because of my own tears. The troop moved out onto the trail and set up in a herringbone formation. It started raining heavily, and Clemente and Teddy Jones threw Jim's body on the track behind me. I could smell the blood and red mud that covered him. I looked back over my left shoulder. My God, he looked like a wax figure. Pale and lifeless, Jim Gaines became the second American and the first real friend that I saw killed. I realized then that there would be so many more. Just 7 weeks in this lousy country, where was God? I was no longer afraid of him. I had found a more clever and elusive enemy. God paled in comparison.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. In the time that he served, it had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, grew round his brain, gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pictures have big ears, but don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And then Sammy took the stealing. Yeah. Well, he played his last.
Yeah. Young Alexander Nagel doing a fine job of reading Raw Man. The Raw Man, the book. You go to www.rawmanthebook.com and you can check out my book, Raw Man. It was Pulitzer Prize nominated, won 2 major awards in San Francisco in July. Best New Author, 2nd Best Novel of 2015. I can go on and on, but it is for the veterans and for the education of the American populace that I wrote that book. 22 veterans commit suicide every day in this country. That's 22 too many. You know that. This book is about what it does. It devastates the soul. John Prine wrote that song, Sam Stone, in the late 70s as the Vietnam War was coming to an end. And it's about a man with PTSD, Sam Stone, that comes home, gets hooked on heroin, and that's the question. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes.
Junior, wake up. You going to work today?
What? Call a job. Tell my boss I won't be in. Call my job. Tell my boss I won't be in. Weekend. Saturday I caught the horses. Today I got $1,000. Saturday I caught the horses. Say today I got $1,000. After Friday, Saturday, Sunday, boy, I don't want to go to work on Monday. Well, after Friday, Saturday, Sunday, boy, you know I don't like to go to work on Monday. I just don't feel like it, you know. Oh, after that long weekend, I don't want to do nothing but play and play with my honey. I wouldn't work for nobody today. Put the white rug on the floor, baby. You're looking so good, Jimmy.
With me a while.
you need from downtown. In that market store then get some of that fresh meat and all that kind of stuff. I'm so hungry, I just want to eat. Let's go downtown. Feed me one time. Some of that bologna, anything over there. I'm kind of hungry. Don't get me wrong. I got the money already.
You know, you gotta wait for it. I've been telling you every show, you gotta wait for it. What funky endings, a trio of songs that we just heard. You will hear them, never ever hear them on any other station than The Bridge. You'll hear them on, never hear them on anything but The Raw Man Blues Show, because we dig deep into the blues. We dig deep. We started with Detroit Junior doing Call My Boss. And you know, his name was Emery Williams, and he moved to Detroit, and he got that name, Detroit Junior, and he was a piano player, and I'll give my right arm to know who in the heck is playing guitar on that track. I looked everywhere, every book, every guide, every internet article I could find, and I wonder if it's him that's playing the guitar. If you know, send me a note to bluesdad@aol.com and let me know, because that's some bad playing, bad ass guitar. Can I say that? Oh, we'll find out. And then we heard from Skip James, another wonderful blues man. His name was Nehemiah Curtis Skip James, born in 1902, just barely made it into the 20th century. And he was from Mississippi. And he learned to play the guitar by making a guitar. You know, a lot of these poor guys just had to build cigar box with copper strings and make their own guitars, but he had a funky way of tuning. He would usually play in an open D tuning, and he played through the Great Depression, and we heard Sick Bed Blues. And then we heard from a woman that very little is known about. She is... I looked for information, Rosetta Howard. Now, she was a torch singer, kind of in that vein of jazz and blues on the cusp, right in between. But she sure did get funky on that tune about her needing that whiskey. And, you know, who doesn't after a hard night of performing for people that ain't listening? The Raw Man Blues Show.
Time to come
want you to go downtown with me a while. Now what you need from downtown? Let's go in that market store and get some of that fresh meat and all that kind of stuff. I'm so hungry, I just want to eat. Let's go downtown. Feed me one time. Some of that bologna, anything over there. I'm kind of hungry. Don't get me wrong. I got the money already.
Now, did he belch, or what was that noise at the end? Dr. Isaiah Ross, and before that, Dave Ho, the fine slide guitar player out of Australia. This is the Raw Man Blues Show. Stick around. We got half an hour left. We're going to get down with some more blues. Baby!